With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Yeah, if you like cycling to EDM.
Not just EDM. Try cycling to Broadway hits, take a scenic hike in Iceland on our treadmill, or row to some 80s jams.
Because I have so much free time.
Whether you have 30 minutes or just 5, Peloton can fit any schedule. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton tread, row, or bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Why I dislike happiness surveys. The other day, my daughter was reading to me some survey that's rated the happiest places here in the U.S. Truthfully, I don't believe for a minute in any of these surveys. You might ask why, and here are the reasons why. To me, first of all, who is likely to answer a survey about happiness? A miserable person who lives in a given place, or someone who is totally satisfied where they are living? Let me explain further. Just by hearing some of the places where people are reported to be the happiest, I can tell you two of these places, or two of these states, have had a great deal of population loss due to things like crime, high taxes, and the politics of any one of these given states. I have lived in two of those states, and there are people who are happy. Certainly they are. There are people in a lot of places, depending on their individual circumstances, that are also happy. So a survey to me should never be a measure of how happy a place is or not. It can perhaps be a measure of the people who took the survey and how happy they are. I believe most places have a positive and negative attribute, but if you find a place with enough places that have all the attributes you want, as an individual or as a family unit, then you have indeed found your happy place. I decided a few years ago, after experiencing a so-called happy place, that the decision on what makes me happy is not a survey, but rather what makes me and those I care about truly happy is what is the right place. Well, for now, remember, life is for the living. Live it. Till next time, stay well.